This is Tessa from Brave Radar, and you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR.
No, you're supposed to stop. There we go. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from traditional, unceded Musqueam territory here at UBC. And, oh man, it's good to be back. I missed last week. I had to pre-record, so I did that Leonard Cohen special. I don't know if you heard it. The week before that, the nightmare that was Donald, or that is, that persists, that's always going to be for the next 4 years, Donald Trump. Happened, so I did a special show about that, and the week before that, Halloween, my spooktacular. So this is the first freeform show I've had in a while, in almost a month. Just play what I want within CRTC guidelines. So very excited about this show. Started things off with some Bo Diddley, his song "Prisoner of Love." Aren't we all prisoners of love in a way? And lots of good stuff on the show. Brand new Courtney's to play, a new band called Birthday Bitch, a new tribe called Quest, some new great stuff out of Montreal from Fixture Records. So good. And to start things off, a brand new song by fellow CITR DJ and personal friend of mine, Chris Horrific. This is on a new compilation that Mint Records is putting out this Saturday. It's called Quarter Life Crisis. It's for the 25th anniversary of Mint, I'm presuming. Still alive at 25. And they're going to be giving this out at the ridiculously early Christmas party that they always have in late November. That's happening at the Astoria this weekend. So I'll talk about that in a bit. And we'll start things off with some Chris Horrific. So here is the song Cha-Cha. I know Chris has a bunch of songs on the back burner, just waiting to get mastered and issued. So I'm looking forward to that. I think this is Jay Arner on drums, the drums that will come in very suddenly, just as soon as I press play. Here we go. Exciting news. Chris Horrific is back. There we go. Yes. Aha.
Years of the body. TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities.
They are doing this by developing gender-affirming, client-centered models of service.
Ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available.
And supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support.
Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for the trans members of our community.
Hey man,
come out to the Rio Sunday, December 4th for the UBC Film Sox annual Big Lebowski Beverage Garden. It's totally free.
Except the, you know, beverages.
And wear costumes, maybe win a prize. Doors are at 6 and the movie will start at 6:30 due to Reno. It's a 19 plus event.
Please abide.
All right, that was Tons from Halifax. Well, sort of from Halifax, Nova Scotia. They're probably mostly from Toronto now. Chris Murphy from Sloan, Matt Murphy from Super Friends, and Mike O'Neill from the Inbreds. Indie rock super group. They're going to be playing this Friday night at the Biltmore Cabaret. with Jay Arner opening. That was the song Look Who's Back in Town Again. And guess who's back in town again? Jay Arner. He is opening that show, and he's going to be playing the next night as a part of the Mint Records ridiculously early Christmas party. We heard his song Personal Line from the album J2 out earlier this year. And this Christmas party, early Christmas party, looks fantastic. Jay Arner, Supermoon, Fake Tears, Aaron Reed, Woolworm, and just announced Faith Healer going to be flying in from old Edmonton town. And then Chris Riffick doing his Christmas carols. That'll be great. Great. Typically reserved for Patrick Garrity's Christmas party, but I guess Chris has hit the big time now, so he's going to be doing it at the Astoria. All starts early on at 8:30, Astoria, Saturday night, with proceeds going to Girls Rock Camp. Most excellent. If you're looking for something to do tonight, Fake Tears are playing tonight with Devours at the China Cloud, so check that out. Three nights of action-packed live music all lined up for you. Before Jay Arner, we heard Faith Healer from the comp Quarter Life Crisis. That was the song Cry, her cover of a 1985 song by Godly and Cream. And at the top, we heard Chris Riffick, Cha-Cha, I think that's what it was, from Quarter Life Crisis. Yes. All right. Moving on, we have very exciting news. Courtney's have a new record coming out on Flying Nun Records, the legendary New Zealand record label. That's going to be in February, but they've given us a little taste by way of the single Silver Velvet. So let's give a listen to that. This is new Courtney's. Very exciting. Here we go.
Thank you.
All right, that was New York's Gobin Jr., and that was the title track from a new cassette called Vom Night. Vom Night. Yeah, I love that song. The whole EP is pretty good. You should check it out. Before that, we heard a new band called Birthday Bitch. That was one of their demos, the song Swabian. And before that, we heard New Courtney's from the new album 2. That was the song Silver Velvet. Going to switch things up a little bit and play a new song by A Tribe Called Quest. Their first new record in, I believe, 18 years. The record's called We Got It From Here, Thank You. And this is the song We the People. A very stirring song. Found it very, a bit of a tonic to the dark times down south. But when bands like A Tribe Called Quest are spin this kind of truth, then it makes me feel a little more optimistic. Here we go. Here is A Tribe Called Quest.
We don't believe you, cause we the people are still here in the rear, yo, we don't need you. You ain't a killing off good young nigga move. When we get hungry, we eat the same fucking food, the ramen noodle. Your simple voodoo is so maniacal, reliable to pull a juju. The irony is that this bad bitch in my lab, she no dummy, she make money, she don't study that. She gon' give it to me, ain't gon' tell me nothing back. She gon' take the brain away the place she sit on that. The doors and signs with it, don't try to rhyme with it. VH1 has a show that you can waste the time with. Guilty pleasures take the edge off reality. And for a salary, I'll probably do that just sporadically. The OG Gucci boots are smitten with iguanas. The IRS piranha see a nigga getting common. Niggas in the hood living in a fishbowl. Gentrify here, now it's not a shithole. Trend set up, I know, my shit's cold. Hand set up because I ain't so bold. But hell, all you black folks, you must go. Boy, we hate your ways. So all you bad folks, you must go. The fog and the smog of the media that logs false narratives of gods that came up against the odds. We're not just nigga rappers with the bars. It's kismet that we're cosmic with the stars. You bastards overlooking street art, better yet street smart, but you keep us off the charts. Some of the fucking numbers and your statistician. Fuck y'all know about true competition. Just like the AO picture on there talking about a hitting. Yeah. The only one who's hitting are the ones that's currently spitting. We got your Missy smitten, rubbing on a little kitten. Dreaming of a world that's equal for women with no division. Boy, I tell you, that's vision. Like Tony Romo when he hitting Witten. The tribe be the best in a division. Shaheed Muhammad cut it with precision. Who can come back years later, still hit the shot? Still, I'm trying to move you off the fucking block. Babylon, blood clot. You up on your head, top.
All of you black folks, you must go. All of you Mexicans, you must go. And all of you poor folks, you must go. Muslims and gays, boy, we hate your ways. So all of you bad folks, you must go.
Doing it all ain't enough, cause everyone all in my cup. cause such and such still owe me bucks. So I got the right to get bucked, but I try not to let it build up. I'm too high, I'm too better, too much. So I let it go, let it go, let it go.
I ran into this girl, she said, why you always blame it? Why you can't just face it? Why you always gotta be so mad? Be mad, be mad, be mad. Why you always talking shit? Always be complaining. Why you always gotta be? Why you always gotta be so mad?
I got a lot to be mad about.
Be mad, be mad.
Standing crowds, but it's hard when you only got fans around and no fam around. And if they all, then they hands is out and they pointing fingers. When I wear this fucking burden on my back like a motherfucking cap and gown, then I walk up in a bank, pants sagging down, and I laugh at frowns. What they mad about? Cause here come this motherfucker with this mass account that didn't wear a cap and gown. Are you mad cause the judge ain't give me more time? And when I tipped the suicide, I didn't die. I remember how mad I was on that day, man. You gotta let it go before I get up in the way. Let it go, let it go.
I ran into this girl, she said, why you always say? Can't just face it. Why you always gotta be so mad?
I got a lot to be mad about.
Be mad, be mad. When you love, oh, when you love, oh, when.
All right, that was Carson Cox, Sam York, and Austin Brown with their song Fire Dance. They are a group of people that are in other bands. Carson Cox is in Merchandise. Sam York is in Wall, and Austin Brown is from Parquet Courts. The only thing I know about Austin Brown is that he got so grumpy when someone threw a beer can at him at the rickshaw, which, you know, fair enough, but he really, it wrecked his night. It was sad to see, and he just could not carry on. He was so grumpy after that. Didn't hit him, I don't think. Maybe his foot, but anyways, fun cold wave number. I don't know what you'd call that, but fun synthy number. Reminds me a bit of Adult, the Detroit band from the early 2000s. Nice. Before that, we heard Solange from her album A Seat at the Table. That was the song Mad featuring Lil Wayne. And at the top, A Tribe Called Quest from the new album We Got It From Here. Thank you for the service. The song We the People. All right, switching things up again, let's go to Montreal. Montreal, home of Fixture Records, always putting out good stuff. And they have a new band out, or they're putting out an album by a new band called Fern, with a PH. And this is another supergroup of sorts. It's members of Moss, Lime, Lantern, Each Other, and Soft Cone, and Sheer Agony. And they have two new things out. One is called Pose Clope. It's a single. And we're going to hear a song off of the new record called Cool Coma. Let's give a listen to the song Pebble, out now on Fixture Records from Montreal. Here we go.
On Saturday, November 26th, the UBC Africa Awareness Initiative invites you to Dioko. Dioko is our annual dance party that showcases African music. This year, we'll be partying it up at Kerner's Pub on the UBC Vancouver campus. Tickets can be purchased online. You're $10 for members and $15 for non-members. This event is 19+, so remember to bring two pieces of ID. You don't want to miss Dioko 2016. See you soon!
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B, as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that was Megabog from Seattle, and she has a new record coming out called Happy Together. That was an unmastered demo from the recording sessions. The song is called 192014. I don't know. I like it. I love Megabog, so I'll take what I can get. Before that, we heard Brave Radar from a new cassette called High Season Blues, not released on Fixture, released on OSR Tapes, a nonprofit music label that's about to shutter. This is the last year. They've been around since 2007, and it looks like they're exhausted. Pretty amazing set of releases. They've put out a lot of music, and you can order their tape there. That was the song Live Ladies. And at the top, we heard Pebble by Fern from their new album, Cool Coma. All right, we've got 5 minutes left. I'm going to quickly, is it worth it? What have I got? I'm going to play this band Permit. I'm going to play a song called Track 6. Here we go. Short song, and then I'll be right back. Here we go. Here's Permit. That was Bloomington, Indiana's band Permit with their song Track 6 from the new EP Volume 1. And that'll be out on Fat Possum Records shortly, December 2nd, next Friday, week tomorrow. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin's Donuts. Thanks so much for tuning in. It was a lot of fun, and hope to see you at the Mint Records thing on Saturday night. Say hi if you see me there. I like friends. Gonna close things out with a song by Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Sharon Jones died last week. She had been battling pancreatic cancer, and she had a stroke on election night. The next day, when some of her band members saw her, she was blaming Trump for it, which I love. And I saw her once in Austin, Texas, in 2008. And she was an amazing performer. Wish I had gone to see her more times, but there we are. An amazing talent. If you don't know her biography, definitely worth checking out. She did not come to stardom until late in her life and had a very storied life before that. So here, this goes out to Sharon Jones. Thanks for all the beautiful music. This is from 100 Days and 100 Nights, her 2007 album with the Dap Kings, and this is the song Nobody's Baby. Here we go. Thanks for listening, and see you next week.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
I swear to God, I'm not wearing just my underwear right now. This is Beth.
Hi, this is Beth Ditto from The Gossip, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
No, yeah, this is the best thing in the world. You guys are going to be blown away.
Far across the-